And our age is characterized by the obsession of not wanting nature to grow in all her majesty. And it could likely be that the most racist of races are the real pest destroying the planet. And importantly, we ought to acknowledge that there is always the possibility of becoming part again of a primordial nature. And civilization is the absurd plan of letting the filthy ones proliferate and the pure ones to perish. And ultimately it is a rage against the bourgeoisies and all the deformities that their sedentary living brings about. And it is a question of measuring how much we move, if not physically through nature, mentally through our own nature. And for the natural world as well as for our human nature, power can only be achieved once worthy power fully withers. And we remain with a very unpopular truth that only in the wilderness humans can coexist with other humans and the environment. And education should be only about raising the sensibility towards the local environment rather than locking away from it. And rather than allowing a slow assimilation, the system is only keen to inject. And whether there is the environment for it or not, our focus ought to be in roaming and scavenging for meaning. And the more mainstream culture is, the more authoritarian society becomes. And this is why we ought to get back to the personal. And our only ritual really is to make it back to nature at the moment of its splendor. And what is given to us for free in the long run is the hindering of our freedom. Slowly but constantly as our nature grows almighty and we ought to emulate her. And there is nothing negative in our living with nature but the fact that she is being depleted by the machine. And there are those that are more useful fools than the ones they declare to be. And superstition is the result of an over-fermentation of a too sedentary living. And if civilization is equal to domestication, anti-civilization is the process to relearn to be out in the wild. And the establishment only entertains certain ideas for reform, but never seriously consider to radically implement them. And as any wild animal, we ought to be scared of anything civilization implements. And to become superhumans, the feet to explore the landscape around us and the hands to explore the landscape within us. And technology is ultimately corrupting as when it is beneficial for the whole is corrupting to the single, and when it is beneficial to the single is corrupting to the whole. And ultimately civilization is prohibiting any shaming on the deformities it itself causes. And there is only one big thief, and that is the nation state appropriating itself of all resources and sharing them among its oligarchs. And to stay pretty, we ought to stay wild, and to keep sane, we ought to bring the wilderness within us. And the playground of any primitivist is the spontaneous nature that grows here and there in the declining civilization. And aristocratic people of all ages are in the end burdens because their sense of pride is too heavy. And it is not only about training our human faculties back to nature, but training others to do the same. And they stand for those who have been exploited, and we stand for those who have been exploited by those who have been exploited. And whether we want the authoritarian state or whether we don't want it, it is the same, because anyway the former leads to the latter. And viciousness is the result of adhering to a power structure, while virtue is abstaining from it. And in the contemporary world, opting to become ignoble savages also has its risks we ought to learn to avoid. And depending on the rank, everyone is to a certain degree a slave of civilization. And since mechanization drains, there are endless layers required to overcome the previous ones. And the one difference between the politician of the present and the politician of the past is that the former ones are only concerned with the pragmatic type of sacrifices. And the birth of a country is the exploitation it conducts inward, and the rebirth of a country is the exploitation it will necessarily conduct outward. And any full-fledged manifestation of nature is like a giant tree looming over civilization. And the artificial movement substituting our natural movement in the end uses up the resources with which our very planet moves. And in thinking they create a narration out of their adventurism, in fact they create a concatenation of broken up stories. And as much as there are temples enforcing a centralized type of civilization, there ought to be temples enforcing a decentralized going back to nature. And there is no need of socialism, as it is naturally within us, and it is only the power structure to pervert it. And as much as all of a sudden is winter, it is as much as all of a sudden it is spring again. And since there is already an in-depth analysis on how civilization was built on warfare and domination, we ought to put the all of ourselves to develop its antagonist, and that is autonomous nature. And the establishment promises to elevate everyone to greatness when all it cares about is its own self-preservation. And when civilization falters and the world turns completely wild, the struggle really is to maintain elements of our humanness. And when it comes to utopia, it is all about the process, then coming to an actual conclusion. And socially speaking, what makes us highly intolerant is the fact that we're bound to sedentary private properties. And as long as the form is judged, any manifestation of the substance will be suffocated. And in a capitalist regime, even the most physical of works become all about quantifying. And from the beginning, civilization has its official artist branding it, and its unofficial poets decrying the power takeover and envisioning a free future. And one is only left to see what the seemingly hyper-rational madness of power leads humanity into. And because the system in the end imposes to its convenience non-places, the result is that there are non-people. And ultimately, because one doesn't want to be at war, he gets at war with those who want to be at war. And criticism only to those who interrupted their spiritual journey to pursue the journey of the regiment. And in the laboratory of passion, much more can be gained than in the laboratory of the mega machine. And ultimately, it is standardization for the sake of power to disorient the whole of humanity. And in the end, so many are the celebrity idiots that the wise is who keeps for himself. And ultimately, we can also hunter-gather not only around us, but even within us. And in speaking of colonization, humans are ruthless to the degree they are civilized.